Hey, welcome to the first official episode of the KappaCast with me, Cody Nesbitt, and
me, Matt Kashiwa.
And yeah, welcome. in this one, we are going to go over a tad more explaining, I guess, of what we're doing in a few more or future episodes, I guess, and then just go on about things for 10 minutes, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the first thing was is, what we had planned for each podcast was, a feature type thing where, like, every episode we'd have like, something, what am I trying to say? Like, a new, thing we talked about. I don't know. Sorry, people just messaged me on MSN and there's distracted me.
I think they're Vegas.
Yeah, I will. but like each one we'll do like
I don't think that viewers would like that language, young sir.
Drop the microphone. Okay, something like special for each one, like five top like 10 things and whatever, or a top 5 list of stuff and whatnot. Okay.
This sounded better when we were planning it.
A little bit. anyway, now that we got that out of the way, that was pretty pointless. We have about 7 minutes to talk about. Well, on my podcast outline here, I just have talk as, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, we were supposed to talk about the,
just random things that...
Games
things we're like that we were, yeah, that we're looking like, forward to. And
hey, Cody, how about I don't go first?
Oh, how about you? How about we do rock, paper, scissors?
Oh, fine. Rock, paper, scissors. I just rock.
Oh, I win.
Why?
Paper beats rock.
Scissors beats rock? Are you serious?
I had paper.
Oh, I thought he said scissors. Okay, you go first since you win.
But no, it's
okay. We go. Okay,
well, Matt was just gonna go on about something that he and looking forward to, which I believe was
you can't pick mine.
Right? Because I know you're looking forward to that.
Why then I go first?
I think about most people know what it is, but...
Yeah, well...
Why don't you enlighten us while I finish doing this?
Oh, okay. Right. So, I pre-ordered this new game called Prototype.
Came out in June, eh? I think?
June the 17th. It'll, be at my house.
Nice. Oh, yeah, you pre-ordered it and everything, didn't you?
Yeah. I've been waiting for a little bit over a month. It's gonna come in, June 17th. It's pretty close.
Nice.
Yeah. So the other thing cool about it is that the fact that it's free roam, you're a freaking super person.
Super people.
Yeah. Because you can shape shift into different kind of forms. Like, you can literally explode into humongous spikes, and you can summon spikes from the ground. You can disguise yourself as another person.
It seems like a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. Also that you can run up buildings really fast and jump off of them, like, and you get like really big air. You can throw freaking cars at people. You can throw people at cars, and you can run up buildings and take a helicopter and then start beating. You can get a tank and then just ram their asses. And also, it's pretty cool is you can change like your arms to like form some kind of sword and slice the army people in half. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that does seem pretty cool. It's kind of looks a lot like a Crackdown, doesn't it?
With, like, kind of looks like Grand Theft Auto, more like Grand Theft Auto, I thought.
Just yeah, but like the Crackdown is like, cause you can like run on the side of buildings and stuff. I've seen in trailers and whatnot.
Oh,
yeah. Well, anyways, yeah, it seems like a.
Yeah, well, Prototype would probably be better.
Yeah.
Prototype was gonna have multiplayer, but they didn't because they released it too late. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's probably a tad rushed.
Yeah.
I should probably say, don't take anything that we say for a complete fact, since
yeah,
there's always a chance we might be wrong, so there's actually a good chance we are wrong, so.
I got that multiplayer thing from Wikipedia, but I don't know. And
yeah,
last time,
Wikipedia's pretty good.
Last time I remembered, it said they won't have like a DLC for multiplayer, so it might never be a multiplayer game, but whatever, you know?
Yeah. I do have a slight, theory on it, though, is that it's not gonna, like, it looks really cool and everything, but it's just not gonna be done, it's not gonna be super great, like, as I was telling you earlier, how it's kind of like Mercenaries 2, how it looked really cool, but it didn't really, it was cool, but it wasn't the greatest, you know? I don't know, I'm hoping it does good, but I don't know if it'll do super fantastic.
Right.
This is where you talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, as I was saying, I was rudely interrupted. But I found out a few weeks later, I noticed that you fight monsters in there, and I never knew that. So, it's gonna be cool.
Nice. I never really knew much about it. I just knew that you kind of jumped around and shapeshifted and...
Well, there is a story. This guy wants to find what happened to him, like his memories. So he kills these people that may have been involved with this kind of operation. So so what he does is kills them, and then he shapeshifts into that one person, and then he finds out the memory.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought of when I thought of memories and whatnot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Which, oh yeah, speaking of that, I know Assassin's Creed 2. Have you seen anything on that? Because there's been a few trailers and images and stuff released.
Assassin's Creed 2?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now it's your turn.
Okay, well, I'll go over that since we're on the subject. Completely ignoring what we had planned, but there's not much longer anyways. It looks pretty neat, because, like, you know, it takes place in, like, Italy, I think. Because, you know, you played Assassin's Creed, right? You played Assassin's Creed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know the main guy, Desmond? The guy, like, in the actual future part of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now this is, like, apparently some other ancestor guy of his, and...
Oh.
You get spears and maces and...
So, it's not gonna...
Two hidden blades. Oh. That's right. Not one, but two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
That's gonna be cool.
Yeah, it'll be very cool. And the guy has, like... He looks cool.
What's his name?
It starts with his... E.
Oh.
It's like...
It's just...
EZ something. I can't remember the rest.
I thought Altair was a cool name.
Yeah, I thought he was a pretty cool guy, even though...
Altair is an assassin for the Creed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was a pretty unexciting podcast, but we're pretty much out of time.
No, we're not. Yeah, we are.
About a minute left. Anyways, the good news in the outro section here, is that,
Wow. Good job, Cody.
Yeah.
We don't say that language.
I'll just bleep it out, don't worry. But, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, we got our, website blog thing set up, which is just campacast.blogspot.com.
Oh, yeah.
And
we also
apparently
have
I
that.
Just Yeah. And I just checked, now when we did get approved for a spot on iTunes.
Yeah.
So you can just search Campacast, and it's two words, so it's Campa space cast. And you can search us on iTunes, and you can download straight from there. And, That's about it, eh? The YouTube page is still CamperCast, and...
Well, maybe first-timers wouldn't know, but... Yeah, we have a YouTube page called CamperCast, and, yeah.
And that's about it. We got a few... We got 10 seconds left, so... Okay, see you guys next episode.
Yeah, see you guys later.